now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. The Chinese president says the country opposes any forces that undermine the stability and security of Kazakhstan. Xi Jinping made the remarks in a verbal message to Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev. President Xi also says China will provide assistance to help the Central Asian country weather the difficult situation. He says that the Kazakh leaders taken decisive and effective actions at a critical moment, quickly calming the situation. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with Comorian President Azali Assoumani. The two sides vowed to strengthen bilateral ties and cooperation in fighting against the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as in multilateral affairs and infrastructure construction. Will Kister Nyabwa reports.
It has been a very activity-filled day for the foreign minister. He did arrive in Moroni, Comoros, shortly after 5 p.m. and was received by the foreign minister, the foreign affairs minister in Comoros, and then thereafter went into a meeting at the Ministry for Foreign Affairs, came out of that and actually came to the presidential palace. As we are speaking right now, we are actually at the presidential palace, where just a few minutes ago, the foreign minister and the president addressed the nation and spoke about some of the issues that had come to the fore during their talks. And this really just goes back to talk about how far back the relationship between the two countries, going back to 1975 when China recognized Comoros after its independence. And therefore today, those are some of the issues that they were touching on, the areas of partnership that they have been able to work in the last few years and what their plans are going forward. We did hear in the speech today, both sides talking about how they have been working together and how China has been helping Comoros to battle COVID-19 and also to beef up its vaccination program so that they can protect more people and indeed eventually eliminate COVID-19.
Former Finnish Prime Minister Esko Aho has expressed hope that the Beijing Winter Olympic Games will help forge trust among countries. Aho also highlights the importance of sport in the Olympic Games in helping to solve global challenges by fostering unity and reconciliation.
I think the sports community has something to learn and educate for politicians as well. Like it was said before, in sports we have common rules. We all accept exactly the same rules. Competitions are based on exactly the same rules. And they are the same for big players and smaller players. I think that is a very important message for the global community. We have to be able to understand that we can survive only if and when we are following the same rules everywhere. And trust is based on that, which we need urgently in the world. Trust is based on this. So that I hope that when the Olympic Games are over, at least a bit more trust will exist in the world.
Three people are dead and 14 others remain trapped after a blast rocked a canteen in Chongqing. A suspected gas leak triggered the explosion and caused the building to collapse, trapping 27 people inside. So far, 10 have been rescued. Rescuers are still looking for 14 others trapped in the damaged building. More than 150 firefighters and professional rescuers, as well as a group of rescue dogs, are searching for the trapped people. Officials say close to 2.9 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered on the Chinese mainland. The National Health Commission released that figure earlier today. People in Serbia are voicing support for tennis player Novak Djokovic after his visa to enter Australia was cancelled. The Serbian superstar's visa troubles began late on Wednesday when he landed in Melbourne ahead of the Grand Slam event that's due to start on January the 17th. Alyosha Milenkovic reports.
It is Christmas Eve in Serbia, and the COVID-19 figures are higher than ever. Yet, the front page news dominating Serbian media is the detention of the world's number one tennis player at a quarantine hotel in Australia amid a row over visas and vaccinations. Support for Djokovic here is palpable. The Serbian president himself, Aleksandar Vučić, called the world number one tennis pro to say that the entire country of Serbia is behind him. He also said that the Serbian government will do everything in its powers to release Novak Djokovic. Some analysts in Belgrade say the case of the player has been politicized and has nothing to do with either tennis or whether the sportsman is vaccinated or not. They point to the tumbling popularity ratings of Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who has faced a backlash and protests over his quite unpopular government's anti-COVID lockdown measures.
That's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.